Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Bible also says the sweetness of the lips increases learning. Did you hear that? Does it matter how you say something? How you say something. You can come bumfuzzled in and throw your hand down on the counter and say, now I got to have something done now. I can't wait. What did you just minister to those people? Anxiety? Fear? Unbelief? And most people, you know, it could be different, but most people are not spiritual enough to just be totally unaffected by that. Most people are not reading their chapter every day and feeding on the Word of God all the time. They're already partly that way. So they just get into it more with you. But it takes strength to feel frustrated, to feel pushed, to feel pressured, but nobody knows it. You just smile and say in the right way, I see you're real busy. Do you have time to look at my thing? You've already prayed under your breath. Lord, give me favor. Prosper this thing today. Help me not to waste any time. Right? And in faith, you're in rest. And you live like that, you live longer. Much longer. Pacing the floor, pulling your hair. Move, move, move. I got to move, move, move. I'm a mover and a shaker. I got 4 cell phones. And I got the fax machine running. And I got 3 different email compartments. And I got something in the microwave. Because I'm a mover and a shaker. I'm a mover and a shaker. I'm a mover and a shaker. Mover and a shaker. And I'd rather wear out than rust out. Wear out than rust out. No, I'd rather wear out than rust out. Well, you'll wear out all right. Have you ever stopped to think about how much intense effort it takes to make up for 20 less years of life? How you gonna make that up? Working from daylight to dark. You can't. You'd be better off slowing down. Staying here longer. And your words affect how you think and how you move through the day and through life. Let me see if I can give you some more. Find a place to unhook here. 17. Skip over there for time's sake. 17 and 27. He that has knowledge does what? Spares his words. And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit, or the margin of my Bible says, cool. Cool. Spirit. That's as opposed to hot-headed, quick-tempered, flustered and frustrated. It's a contradiction of terms to be flustered and frustrated and vexed and now the next breath say, I'm a faith person. It's a contradiction of terminology. He that has knowledge does what? Spares his words. And a man of understanding is of an excellent, cool spirit. Said out loud, I have a cool spirit. Verse 28. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise. Didn't say he was wise. It just says people think he is. If he just be quiet. He that shuts his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. If you don't know about something, it's not time to talk. You open your mouth and start, you know, have you ever seen this? Somebody who knows nothing about what they're talking about starts trying to talk about it with experts. What is that? That's a fool. It's time to be quiet and listen, because this is not your area. But have you ever heard folks that thought everything was their area? They're an expert on everything. Makes no difference. What you bring up, they know about it. They've seen it. They've heard it. Yeah, they know. Kind of, what's that commercial they stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night? Is that what it is? Yeah. Yeah. That's about all the qualifications a lot of folk have. Yeah, I woke up this morning, so I know. Yeah. Don't pretend you know when you don't. Don't try to act like you do when you don't. It cuts you off from further revelation. It can work into dangerous situations. Can't it? If you don't know, ask. Don't pretend you know when you don't. Humility asks. Pride assumes. Humility asks. Say that out loud. Pride assumes.
Pride assumes.
Humility asks.
Humility asks.
Even if you think you know, what does it hurt to ask? Huh?
No.
Even if you think you're sure, what does it hurt to ask? Skip down to 18. Chapter 18 and 20. A man's belly will be satisfied with what? The fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Is that true?
Yes.
I mean, that's an unnecessary question, you would think. But do we really believe this? What we say every day when we open our mouth, our words, are they producing death or life? Would we presume that where we are right now, everything we're saying is producing life? Every word we're saying. Should be, but it's not that way. This is one of the most challenging, one of the biggest areas you'll ever deal with in your whole life. Controlling your tongue. Controlling your mouth. Because you're so tempted to say what you feel. You're so tempted to say what you think. You're so tempted to say what other people say. And if you just go to work and join in with people and talk like they do, you're going to be talking death. Aren't you? You're going to be talking destruction and death and why'd they do that and can't do this. You'll find if you're continuously talking, you're either talking probably about what you think about yourself, or you're talking about somebody else's faults. Most of the time, when folk are just talking, are they talking about themselves, or they're talking about somebody else's faults? Both of those are wrong. Boy, we're having fun tonight. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love what? You love death, you'll talk death, and you'll eat death. If you love life, you'll talk life, and you'll eat life. Somebody say, I'm a life talker. I talk strength. I talk blessing. And that's all. Hallelujah. Couple of more. You got time for a couple of more? We saw this already, but let's see it again. 21:23. Whoso keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. You want to save yourself from troubles tomorrow? And the next day, what do? Watch that mouth. Watch that mouth. Go to the 29th chapter. Proverbs 29. 11. 29:11. A fool does what? He spills the beans. Is that right? He tells everything. Everything he ever saw or felt or thought or heard, on and on and on. And if a fool's forehead was a TV screen and you could see what was playing, every show would be about them. Even the commercials are about them. Everything is about them. They're thinking about them. And they tell everything that they think and they see. That's a fool. No wonder they're so discouraged, even nauseated. All they ever see and think about is theirself. But that's not me and you. I said, that's not me and you. Oh. Some folks think I've had all this I could take right now. Well, just a little bit more. It'll help you. Besides that, it'll do you good. A fool utters all his mind. Somebody say, not me. Now, it's easy enough to say that. But if you're really doing it, then you will catch yourself tonight and tomorrow not telling it all. Reserving some. If you're thinking, I'm not through, I'm not through. You got to reserve some. So I said, won't you reserve some tonight? I am. I'm reserving more than you think. But what a wise man keeps it in till later. Right? Afterwards. A fool utters all his mind, but a wise man keeps it in till afterwards. Can you train yourself to do this? Yes, you can. Should you? Would it benefit you? Would it save you from troubles? Oh, untold. And finally, in Proverbs 30, and I'll reserve some. I think you know I didn't nearly cover all of them. Oh, this is just a sprinkling. Proverbs 30 and 32. If you have done foolishly in lifting up yourself, or if you've thought evil, what do you do?
Lay your hand upon your mouth.
Show me how you do it. What, you